Tuesday, March 27th. Welcome to After Hours. It's Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac. Let's get right to it. Great time this morning with you. That's right, you listening to the podcast now.
Yes, we had a great time. What's up? How's it going? How have you been since we last saw you?
Well, today is a very, very special day, but I knew nothing about it. I thought that this day was tomorrow. Today, in the city of Atlanta, it is Cadillac Jack Day.
On our show sheet, there was 72-point font saying March 28th is Cadillac Jack Day, and it was highlighted, so I thought it was tomorrow. So all your surprises, they're canceled for tomorrow now.
Wow. Well, 27th is today, and I did get my dates all mixed up. We'll talk about it. You'll hear all about it coming up during After Hours. But it was 1 year ago today that I returned to Kix 115 happy and healthy after having a heart attack at 43. All right. Plus, you are going to find out how Ally Mac solved the big mystery about the Zac Brown Band wedding invitation that was addressed to Kix 115 at 780 Johnson Ferry Road.
Yeah, somehow we got Zac Brown's mail. Caddy opened it. It's a wedding invite. We've got the bride waiting to talk to us about it.
And first question, why would you send your wedding invitation
to us?
For Zac Brown. And then, Canby Caddy's the 22nd Pop Culture Trivia Showdown, a surprise today that we didn't know about with my challenger for Canby Caddy. You'll find out why, and also why there is a rematch with Ben and myself tomorrow.
It just wasn't fair.
Get underway with What's Your Story. Have you ever walked around and you've seen other couples and they look, you know, like that odd couple, and you've wondered, how did they hook up? How did all these people find each other? Let's get underway with What's Your Story on After Hours. I was with my wife at Piedmont Park Saturday for a charity event. And all of these people just everywhere. When you get into to Midtown, you know, it's a big walking part of Atlanta. There's not a whole lot of cars. Mm-hmm. You know, I live in the burbs, OTP. But I was ITP. And people just walk everywhere that they go. And I saw all these people. And I thought to myself, you know, what's everybody's story? How did all these people meet? So if you have an incredible story, I can't walk up to you right now and say, hey, what's your story? But I am curious, as is Ally Mac, if you have an incredible story about how you met the one that you love, we want to hear about it. Kristen, you were at a funeral and you look across the pew and you see someone that just catches your eye. What's your story is the question. How did you meet? You got an interesting story about you and your significant other, you and your spouse. Reach out to us, Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac, Kix 115. So you met your now husband, Kristen, at a funeral home. Let's walk through that.
I went to church with his sister and brother-in-law. So I went to go pay my respects to one of their family members who had passed away. I saw him and was very attracted. And so I asked his brother-in-law who he was, and he told me. And by the end of the night, we were friends on Facebook, and like a month later, we were dating.
See, there's a silver lining to everything.
But now we're happily married and couldn't be happier. I mean, it was all meant to be, you know?
Very interesting way to meet someone.
Hello. So I met my husband when he was home on leave from Japan back in 2011, and we met at a bar the night before he left. And we said, hey, and we met and had a great time, and then he went home, and 6 months later, we found each other on Facebook, and we started talking, and we started dating while he was overseas, and then he came home on leave 6 months later, and we've been together ever since. We now are married for 6 years and have 3 kids and are successful as ever.
I mean, that's a long-distance relationship.
You're patient.
It is a long-distance relationship. We were an exactly 13 hours apart in time. So I lived on Japan time zone when I was in Florida.
And at that moment that you saw him for the first time, you're having some conversation, you're exchanging glances and looks, and then you learn he's leaving the next day. Where did your stomach go?
To my husband, maybe, I don't know. My husband's also in the Marine Corps. And I told myself my whole life I would never date anyone in the military because I saw my brother struggle with his relationship. And I met him, and it all went out the window.
Well, we appreciate you sharing your story. It's a great story. And wow. Is your husband, tell him thanks for his service. I'm just a little flustered here. I'm sorry.
Of course.
And we appreciate you sharing a very, very personal story.
Of course.
I'm quite embarrassed to have to share this with you. Good morning. I'm Cadillac Jack. Possibly, or I don't even think possibly, this is the biggest gaffe of my radio career. And I just learned about it this morning. Normally, Cadillac Jack's gaffes, my mistakes for the week. Ally Mac proudly serves up on Fridays at 8.
Uh-huh.
This morning, though, I learned that today in the city of Atlanta, it's Cadillac Jack Day. It was a year ago today that I returned to Kix 115 after having a heart attack at 43 years old. And it was a big celebration on the morning show, and so many people were involved with it.
Tons of country stars called in and welcomed you back. Actually, the governor even left you a nice voicemail.
Hello, I'm Governor Nathan Deal. It is with great joy that I'm able to welcome Atlanta country radio personality Cadillac Jack back to Kix 101.5. The outpouring of prayers and support from Cadillac Jack's friends, family, and fans have undoubtedly been a source of strength for Caddy throughout his recovery. Cadillac Jack has been a pillar of our community for more than 20 years, and we're thankful that his work here is not done. After all, you can't beat Caddy. Caddy, we're glad that you're back on the air, and we all look forward to many more years of hearing you help us get ready for our day.
Governor Nathan Deal. Now, here's the embarrassing thing. Last year, former Mayor Kasim Reed and the Atlanta City Council declared my first day back as Cadillac Jack Day.
Yeah.
I thought that it was tomorrow.
So we have a show sheet where we know what's going to happen and things that are coming up. And probably for the last 2 months, it's been written on there, March 28th, Cadillac Jack Day. So Chase, our producer, and myself, we've planned so many things for tomorrow. But then Facebook has this little feature that says, on this day. So I clicked on it. Guess what,
Cadillac Jack? Came back to work today.
You came back to work today. There's only one person in the world that could get their own day wrong, and that is you, Cadillac Jack.
You're right. Here's why I didn't want, and we had this discussion, I didn't want a big deal made out of it. I didn't. But turns out y'all had some things planned out for tomorrow, well, and now they're not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm glad.
And I'm sorry.
I'm glad you don't want a big deal made out of it because, I mean, it was going to be a huge deal tomorrow. We were going to have a drill team come in. I mean, Matt Ryan from the Falcons was going to come in. So is Chipper Jones, since you guys have been hitting it off so well lately.
Yeah.
Carl Black was going to come in. Like, we were going to have a cake. It was going to be a big to-do.
Uh-huh.
Right, Producer Chase?
That's right. It has been highlighted on the top of our show sheet since a month ago?
And it was in 72-point font at one point in time.
Well, I did that.
Yes. Oh, well, we know.
I increased the font on the morning show mindbender.
And highlighted, like, so we don't miss it every single day.
Nice gaff.
I apologize.
Good,
but it's a
gaff. Seriously, you're the only person in the world. There's no one like you, Cadillac Jack. There's only one person in the world that would mess up their own day.
And it's in perpetuity as well. Just want to point out that former Mayor Kasim Reed and the Atlanta City Council. It wasn't just last year, Cadillac Jack. It's forever on now. Turns out, not March 28th, I thought, March 27th.
Yeah, so if you want to send Caddy a tweet, happy Cadillac Jack Day, let's celebrate that way since everything is, like, blown to pieces now.
And it was your birthday a couple days ago, so.
Yeah, that's not funny at all.
Tweet Cadillac Jack at ATL Cadillac as possible today.
Again, I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but I did think that it was yesterday, or tomorrow, rather.
You have a plaque that says the
date.
I know.
Okay. I had to call my wife about 20 minutes ago, my wife Donna at home, and say, hey, would you look at the plaque in the den about Cadillac Jack Day, signed by the entire Atlanta City Council and former Mayor Kasim Reed, and tell me what the date is of Cadillac Jack Day? And my wife shot me a picture of it via text, and turns out that Cadillac Jack Day is today.
Yeah. Well, happy Cadillac Jack Day. We are happy you are back, and this is a great day.
I appreciate your support. Healthy and happy, and it's great to be here on my day. 7 o'clock on Cadillac Jack Day, everybody. This time yesterday, we were discussing a piece of mail, Allie, that was addressed here to Kix 115, but to Zach Brown Band. And we all were kind of scratching our heads about it because we didn't know why we were getting Zach Brown Band's mail.
It was a little odd.
Allie Mack did some PI work and has discovered exactly what is going on. Hi, Ashley. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack from Kix 115. So we have finally put it together. You recall this time yesterday, our, what do we call it, Director of First Impressions?
Meg, yes, Director of First Impressions.
Walked in a wedding invitation addressed to the Zach Brown Band, and we were just as curious as you listening right now to Kix 115 about how this all came down. And Ashley, you live up in the North Georgia Mountains.
Yes, I do. My fiance and I are both up from LJ, Georgia.
And that would be Lance, correct?
Yes.
Your wedding is coming up May 19th. You sent us the invite. invite. How many people did you invite overall?
Actually, we have about a guest list of about 350 that we have invited.
Wow.
Hopefully not that many will attend. We have a pretty big family and a lot of friends from up in that area.
We received, again, this wedding invitation for Ashley and Lance from Ella J yesterday, addressed to the Zach Brown Band. Mm-hmm. Now, couple of questions. Why did you send the invitation to us here at Kix 101.5?
Well, we've listened to Kix 101.5 for years, and we're huge Zach Brown fans. We know that you guys are huge Zach Brown fans, and just thought on the off chance,
okay,
I don't know, maybe something might come of it.
So how confident were you sending that invitation that Zach Brown is going to show up at your wedding?
Honestly, not very confident at all. It was just kind of our song, is whatever it is. It's been our song since we started dating. It actually played on our first date. And so when we're writing all these invitations out, we thought, well, hey, what if?
You got whatever it is.
Are you aware that you maybe might have had a typo on the invitation?
No.
You want me to tell her?
Go for it, Caddy.
Cadillac Jack and Adam Mack visiting with Ashley, who is getting ready to marry her fiancé, Lance, and Ella J. You recall this time yesterday, Meg, our director of first impressions at the front desk, walked in what appeared to be a wedding invitation, and I opened it on the air, although that is illegal. And the misspelling is on the invitation twice, Ashley. Zach. Z-A-C-
oh, no.
Yes. Z-A-C-H is how it is addressed, and it's Z-A-C, Zach Brown.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just such a minor thing, but at the same time, we were like, well, if she's a huge Zach Brown fan.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that happened.
But he's from that area up in the North Georgia Mountains, so no telling if he could show up. We're going to put the pressure on him for you because we would like to see him attend your wedding, which is on the same day as the royal wedding.
It is.
You're going to take viewership down for the royals.
I know. I hate it for them.
Do you and Lance or any of your family members joke about that you're competing with the royal wedding?
Well, actually, my grandmother called me a few weeks ago and just so heartfelt. She told me, she's like, I'm so sorry. I cannot make it to your wedding. And I was freaking out. No idea why this would happen. And she's like, I have to be overseas for the royal wedding. I'm so sorry.
But it made you jump just a little bit, didn't it?
It did. It definitely did.
So did you happen to invite any other country stars?
We did not. No, Zach Brown was it, and I cannot believe that I misspelled.
What about Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack and Chase? We know where Ella J is.
Of course.
And actually, it'd be Allie Mack and Chase. I also, like your grandmother, have been invited to the royal wedding in London.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I understand. But yes, of course, you guys are invited up. It'd be a great time.
Well, we're going to keep your number. We're going to forward this wedding invitation to Zach Brown and the Zach Brown Band. Best way to do it is through the wives. So we'll send it to Shelly,
okay.
Zach's wife.
That's always. Exclude the envelope, please, if you don't mind.
We'll get rid of it.
With a misspelling, just create our own. The calligraphy is beautiful.
Thank you.
We can't duplicate that, but we can certainly get the invitation to Zach Brown Band. We'll continue to keep you updated and check in with you, okay? And okay. Tell Lance congratulations to us as well.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be in touch.
Bye.
It is Tuesday, March 27th. That means we play around this time every Tuesday. Play along in the car to head to work or school with the kids.
Can't be catty.
Bring it up. Y'all can do better than that. Come on.
Can't be catty.
Gonna be a
can't be catty.
Very interesting round right now.
Catty's the man. You gotta be.
Hey, Caddy, you're such a mess that even Bob the Builder can't fix you.
I went through Bob the Builder's stages three times as a 44-year-old father of three.
All right, now, Ben, if you get more questions right than Caddy, you win. If Caddy gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Caddy because it's not called Can't Tie Caddy. It's called
Can Beat Caddy.
All right. Now, Ben, how old are you?
17.
All right, so you are not of legal age for this category, but we just got to go with it today. A brewery in Texas is making a Peeps beer for Easter called Peep This. It's going to be purple, and it's going to have glitter in it. So today's category is all about beer. Sorry, Ben, I did not know your age.
Nor did I, sorry.
All right.
Maybe we should get your mama on the phone.
I'm right here.
Okay. Hello, good morning.
All right, it's not fair for Caddy to hear the questions I'm about to ask you, Ben, so why don't you tell Caddy to leave the main stage?
Caddy, can you leave the main stage, please?
I'm stepping out, Ben and Mom.
Thank you.
And he's walking out. Door is shut, and Caddy is out, Ben, and your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
Okay.
What is the Australian tradition called that had country singers chugging beer out of a boot last week? Head to Germany or Helen to celebrate this beer festival.
Pass.
In Drink a Beer, what country artist sings backup for Luke Bryan?
Coltrane.
That is timer. All right, let's get Caddy back in here. All right, Caddy.
How did our minor do with category beer?
Well, see, this is what's not fair about it, is that he is a minor, and it's about beer. Ben from Cumming got zero right.
Ben.
So, Caddy, you have 20 seconds to get at least one right. Category is beer.
You know, here's what we'll do. Ben, we'll have you back tomorrow as well. Do you mind?
No, do not.
Okay. Since today's kind of a...
wash.
Because today's kind of a wash. We'll have you back tomorrow for a rematch, but let me beat you first.
All right.
All right. So, Caddy, your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question. Category is beer. What is the Australian tradition that had country singers chugging beer out of a boot last week?
A shoey.
Head to Germany or Helen to celebrate this beer festival.
Oktoberfest.
And Drink a Beer, what country artist sings backup for Luke Bryan?
Pass.
What Atlanta brewery is known for their blue and 420 beers?
Sweetwater.
What country does Kenny Chesney sing about having a beer in?
Mexico.
And that is timer. All right, what country artist sings backup for Luke Bryan and Drink a Beer?
I don't know.
You're going to kick yourself for this.
Who?
Chris Stapleton.
Get out.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. You got to Google that.
That's fascinating. I learned something during Can't Be Caddy.
Brings the tally to Ben from Cumming got zero right, and Caddy got four right.
Whoop, whoop. Ben, we'll have you back at 6:40 tomorrow for Can't Be Caddy.
First, you got to say those magic words to Caddy.
I'm Ben from Cumming, and I can't beat Caddy.
We'll do a rematch tomorrow with Ben, who goes to school in Cumming. We appreciate you listening very much. Have a great day. Study hard. Have a great day at school today, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you.
Now you see why we're going to have to reschedule Ben for 6:40 tomorrow, Wednesday, 6:40. KB Caddy, a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. He's a minor.
You have to tell me when I'm speaking to a minor, Cadillac.
I didn't know. I didn't know when I scheduled Ben to play KB Caddy, so a rematch tomorrow morning at 6:40. Some keywords that make it so easy for you to get updates and information about what we discussed and talked about with you, conversations that we had with you on the morning show.
Calls, C-A-L-L-S, to the number 68255. Reba McIntyre made a surprise round of calls yesterday to early ACM winners, Lauren Elena, Brett Young, and Midland. You have got to see the video of Lauren Elena receiving this call. She breaks down in tears. It was such a pivotal moment for her. Text the word calls, C-A-L-L-S, to the number 68255. Also, Granger Smith really likes cats, and he made a parody about it. Very interesting. He's parodying himself. Like, he's making fun of himself. His song, It Happens Like That, he changed it to I Happen to Like Cats. Text the word Granger to the number 68255 to see that video.
Even if you have to pay some sort of text fee, that one's worth it. I'm telling you.
Totally worth it.
Like up to $100. It's worth it to see Granger Smith in this parody. We are with you 5 to 10 mornings. Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kix 115, and always on demand with
After Hours.
The best show in the morning. Cadillac Jack and Ali Mac, Kix 1015.